Okay, some final thoughts about Raiva Deraivin, about Shalosh Shudis time. So we spoke about this great man, and we have another Maimakon for the Nar Sadesha, where he says, Bizman su the Shlishis ein ha-Satan reshos l'katrek. The Satan is banished from the Shalosh Shudis time, as we'll see, as we've seen the Lashon in the Askina Tudasa, which implies that very well. Like we find the Gemara that the Satan doesn't have Rishos to be Makash in Kippur. The Gemara says, HaSatan is Gemakash 364. Because there's one day of the year which the Satan doesn't have Rishos to accuse Klal Yisrael, and that's Yom HaKippurim. Valkin Oimim, and he quotes the Lashon of the Ari, Levar Nutlin Velei Alin Hanikal Ben Dachatzifin, that these dogs are not allowed to come up. That's referring to the Satan. That's why we say, Anini Be'emes Yishecha. Yeshecha, it's like Yeshi b'Yom HaKippurim, that it's mevatel all the kitrugim when we're zeichet to Yeshua b'emes. And we know that this is already familiar to us, as we explained last time, that it's b'chinas ne'ila v'im le'achshav emesai. But just to examine a little bit more closely why it is that it's a zman of Yom HaKippurim, more b'protistic. So take a look at this next time, Malcolm. This is from the Yismach Moshe. It's fascinating chiddush from the Yismach Moshe. The minug is to say in many places, like it is here in Ish Kodesh, the pizmon of Ra'oise ki chein adoy mi ha'oitze, bevoyu me'edo, which speaks about, as he quotes here, take a look, v'hum is yusad amar mechazal, this zemer is based on what Gemara says in Makos, gimel to'uyus aset sar shal adon litais, that the Satan, who is the sar shal adon, will make three grave mistakes in the times of Mashiach Tzidkenu. But we need to explain why are we singing about this? Then we finish off by saying that all those who love Hashem should sing. So he explains, and this is just a part of an earlier piece, and what we also need to explain is that since we sing this every single Shabbos, so doesn't the Satan know? Like, is he forgetting from week to week? So he says, so we need to say, I'm not sure which Goyin he's referring to, but earlier, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he banished the Satan by Matan Torah. The reason why Gid Hanasha is not repeated by Matan Torah is because there was no Satan present at the time of the beginning of the Torah. And based on an idea like this, he says, I say too, when we sing this zemer about how we're going to throw out the Satan Lasadavo, this is what causes the Satan to be chucked away at this time. So that the Divi Chazal, that he will be Toya, should be Niskai. I mean, this is like a Me'ein of what will take place by Shalosh Shudis time of La'asa Lavi. So explains, V'zeo Shiyazu B'zmiris Ma'im HaChazal Re'oisa Ki'chein Adami Ha'oitzu Yachshal V'vatsu B'vadi B'shosh Mezaman Yisai. While we sing this, Sibi Me'is Hashem Yishlech Esatam Yitzihar. That's what causes the Yitzihar to be thrown out. Kim Atchuin Enu Azba Yisisha Hin Ha'isa Ha'ina. And so therefore, since the Satan is not there, because the ma'akev is not present, Hashem protects those who have emuna. So explains, since there's no yitzhar, there's no Satan present, therefore we can love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why it was established here. What we see, Rabbi says, something very interesting. This whole inyan of the removing of the Satan is a bechina which takes place on Yom Kippur. This is the inyan of Seir Lazazel. Seir Lazazel in the Sfarim HaKadoshim is not just a gzeiras hakasev and a chayk which takes place only on Yom Kippur. It's a musug which is very much used in Avodas Hashem in other places as well. Ve'in kamak maharach b'zeh. And this nekuda of the Seir La'azazel, of the removal of the Satan at this time, allows for this Kedushas Yom Kippur, this Dveikus, this closeness to take place. To explain, though, where is the Seir Lazazel going to? And where are we throwing him? Where does he go? So take a look at this next Ma'amakom. Perhaps this is the Pshat, Derech Efsher. The Sefer Takanas from the Shomer Emunim. He writes, Gamim Yoshe B'Shal Shilis, Hayitza Ina Maniach Hasel Asteya Bizmirois. Even while there are some people that even while they sit by Shal Shilis, the Yitzhar doesn't allow them to sing the Zmiros. Rak Yoshe V'Daimim Ke'evin, they sit there quietly like a rock. What happens is, if a person is not engaged in Shal Shudis, so then it's a time which is masugal for the opposite. That he has a lot of machshavos zos, machshavos ros. Kibishal Shudis, he says, Misha in a zeichi lahargish tam hakdusha neira. Person who's not in it, as mizgav malav machshavos biyose. And he's really out of it. Vaharbin pamachas from hiru aveira, a person could come very easily to Hihuri Aveira, the goyim b'ze har behezek l'chol ha-chaveirim ize, can cause the entire tzibor, the whole chevra who is sitting there, to become infected by his machshavos. Ve'ein eitzel l'garish ha-machshavos ha-toridos rak mizmiros z'ishbachos v'chol zimra. It's the kol zimra, as we know, psuki de zimra, the inyan of zimra, means to cut away. This is what does away with the yitzhar at that time. And in fact, it's brought down elsewhere, and we spoke about it, that chaval chaval on those who don't come to the Shal Shudis, who take the time to schmooze and to waste such heilige time, which is Shal Shudis, which we're building up for the entire week. And the satan really goes there. That's really what it means. The satan goes there and causes, and he listens to their lashon haras, and he's able to cause trouble by those who are not present at the Shal Shudis time. And that's where the satan goes, because if he doesn't have any pesach because of the zmiros, especially that zemer which takes place at Shal Shudis time, it's not a time that it could be mekatrik. But we know that the Zohar says that if a Jew speaks lashon hara, then it gives rishus for the satan to be mekatrik. So he's listening very carefully, and he's in those circles of where he's thrown to be ma'or lashon hara, machshav asvero, somehu yaveira, to be able to be ma'or katrik and klai at that time. Going to the top now. So the Torahs, not just the Zmiras, but the Torahs of he who says Torahs at the Shal Shudis. So it's not so pasha to even say Torah at this Suda. In Pnimius, it's because it's higher than Torah. Hini haminik shal ha-tzadikim ha-gedoli Torah b'misibas reyim b'shal Shudis l'machilu shei Torah. L'chay l'kosav ha-ramah, the Ramah writes based on the Zohar HaKadosh, de'in l'kvoya midrash b'rabim b'shabas b'mincha l'marv. Between mincha marv, it's not the right time to darshan. So why do we do so? And the minig, of course, is pasha that we do. Ach matzasi, and there's different answers to this. Matzasi b'sefer teres tzvi al azayr, which is the zid chayver. The zid dafka koydim shudis shlishis. That's only before shal shudis, not to say tayra. But b'sechah suda mutter, and of course it's a mitzvah in sham. And the yavetz writes in his zid the ain chilak bin koydim suda chadirah suda. He says there's really no chilak. Ach when espashit haminug like that teres tzvi that tayra is said. Now the Belzerav, Rabbi Sacher Daiv, he sent in the name of the Rashitzer in the next Maramakom. How was this done? The lechayr is kasha from the Ramah in the name of the Torah, not to speak and to say Torah between mincha ma'ar. But the reason is ki divrei Torah haneemarim ayde hatzadikim b'shulchanam hatohar heim tfilos klap yishmaya. Really, the Torahs are tfilos, and the ikur of those divrei Torah are to be ma'oireh rachem yishmaya and klai yisrael to be mashpialim hashbos tavos. And that's what the tzaddikim that they said Torah b'shal shudis time, it was a Torah which is begedir tefillah. In fact, this comes from the Rav Shitzer, and when I saw this, it made sense because many years ago, I asked the Rebbe a question about Torahs b'shal shudis time. I remember the exact question. I think I have it in my notes. And the Rebbe said to me, I have a Kabbalah, that the Torahs which are said b'shal shudis, I should be b'chinas tefillahs. That's what he said. So it could really put things in perspective for me by seeing this Maya Makam. Many times, especially I know by my Rabbi, the Torahs, aside from being in Yiddish and hard to understand, even those who understand Yiddish, they're very high Torahs. It's really like the highest Torah of the week. And it's not so easy to listen to. It can go on for an hour plus. And Rebbe always jokes about many people are schluffing, and that's why they turn out the lights so people could fall asleep and not have to worry about being embarrassed. So you have here from the Or HaMeir, which is a very Talmud from the Chayza. Says those who suffer, that they sit at the mesibah the Talmid Chachamim, that they don't really understand what's being said, to allow it to go in, And it could be a very long time. And they don't want to have to get up and leave. Says, this tzar will help you. Mashiach will come and he'll say Torah. Hagam shali avinu. Even though you're not going to really understand. Im kol zeh, in hatzar v'chavalim gedolah etzom kolchach. You won't be so much bitzar. Because you're already used to it. That will save you from Chavad Mashiach. So the Chavad Mashiach will be, you won't be able to understand that the Torah is a Mashiach Tikkena, but it's okay. It's okay. If you're not interested now and it's hard, it'll be easy for you later on. It's a sharp of art. Now the Indian of the Shalosh Shid is going very late into the night. The Zayar Chai, which is a Kamarna, writes here that it's Nispashet Bein Chachmi Hashkenazim to be Mayrech in Shalosh Shidus Ad Halayla Harbe. This was how the Baal Shem Tov conducted himself as well, to be ma'arich very much in Shalosh Shidus. And as you see here, it's not just by the Hasidim, but there's an Inyan for any Ish Pnimi who knows to go very late into the night by Shalosh Shidus is a wonderful thing and not something to hold back from if possible. The Zohar Kodesh tells us, in Kadnafik Shabbat Tzuchin Yisrael Lissatol Liss Akva, when Shabbos is going out, it's appropriate to hold out the Hayoim Rabbi Yilo Ihu, because it's a very great day and it's a very great moment. A very chashiv guest is by us. We need to keep it as long as you can. You don't feel that the Shabbos guest, the Neshama Yisrael, doesn't feel like we're pushing it out. And if a tzaddik comes to your home, we want them to stay as long as possible. So Neshama Yisrael comes. And the Sefer Hamanik explains, and this is really based on the Zohar, and I just don't have room for everything. That they started Shabbos very early in Tiberia, and from the Moitzoi Shabbos in Tzipari, that they had Shabbos go out very late. I think we mentioned earlier already that the inyan of Shabbos Kodesh is in prolonging Shabbos, that kol zman that Shabbos is ongoing, then the Rishoyim who have a relief on Shabbos Kodesh don't return to the Gehenna. And it provides them a menucha, even on Shabbos Kodesh. Take a look at the top left Marmakam, which continues this idea. The Ramah, Asar Marmaros, no, this is a different Asar Marmaros, not the Ramah. Amar, the Imam Yosef from Spica said once that he was going very late on Shalosh Shidus time, as he always did. And he said that because of his schema on the Rishayim, is why he extends Shabbos Aleh so they don't have to go back to Gehenna. And he said over from the Rebbe from Tzanz that he said from the Rif, right, going back to the Rishonim, the early Rishonim, that the Tzanz Rebbe said about the Rif that he was on this Madrega that calls Man Shayoshi Besud Shlishis, that as long as the Rif, even if he was the only one who was conducting Shalosh Shidus, Lohay Machsim Es Hashem Gehenna. Hashem didn't return any Rishonim to Gehenna as long as the Rif was still doing his Shalosh Shidus. That's why that the tzaddikim are able to do that. Their Ma'ar Shalosh Shidus is very long for tikkuni neshamas of those who have to return to the Gehenna. We'll see a story about that in the back of Mitzvah Shem, but take a look at this next Marmakam, which we'll now discuss when to begin doing Malacha on Motzei Shabbos Kodesh. Maran Admar the Kedushas Tzion from Babov said in the name of his father, Sheshama Mishkei Zkeinov, that he heard in the name of his Zkeinim, of his grandfathers, which was Rav Lezer Jikover and the Tzanzarov, in the name of the Rav Shitzer, Min HaRambam and HaRav Mendel Miriminov, from the Rambam and Tomer Menachem Mendel from Miriminov, Lohaya Af Echad Sheyabaki Kokach B'Chach Masatchuna, there was nobody who was as wise as he was in the Chachmas HaTchuna, in mathematics and astrology. V'harabi Rav Mendel Amar, and he said, Shemisha'oysa Melacha Motzei Shabbos Lifnei Zman Rabbeinu Tam. He who does Melacha Motzei Shabbos before the Shir Rabbeinu Tam, Harihu Mechal Shabbos. That's called Chil Shabbos, like chlor. He felt that it was very strong. Of course, being the fact that it's a Safek Daraisa, whether we pass like Rabbeinu Tam or the Shita Saga'oinim, so Kolzman, that it could still be perhaps daytime. So, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it would be a Safek Chil Shabbos Daraisa. Take a look at the next Mayim Makom, which is from the Shin of a Rav, who was very makbet on this inyan. Asher Omer Elai, that they were saying about me, that on Minchan Shabbos already I turned on a light. Everybody knows, he said, that that's Lashon Hara, it's not true. That in my home, I implemented that nobody turns on any lights until the Shir of Avinu Tam, which is an hour and a quarter after Shkiyas HaChama. Kigin Kibalti Mikvod Ad Maher, Vakadosh HaShalom Yibels. There's many Maimarim in the name of Shalom Yibels that he spoke about this. The Einan Bekim HaKoychav, we don't know how to look at the stars and to evaluate that way. Eizah Gedoyin Leveizah Beninim, what's a big star? What's a medium-sized star? We know they have to be three medium-sized stars. What's that? An hour and a quarter. The Shalom Yibels used to say Friday night, so Sefer Shabbos, everything is good. But on Moitzei Shabbos, he used to say oi, 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 three times oi, because he felt that the Olam was not being careful in Sefer Shabbos properly, Moitzei Shabbos, waiting the Shir Rabbeinu Tam. And the Be'er Halacha, this is the Mishnah Brura, he writes, Ladas Rabbeinu Tam, Tzorach Lahamtim, Moitzei Shabbos, Benasas Malacha, Adzman Dalin Milin, which is 72 minutes, Shalkoponim Shir Shav HaChemesh, Me'ez Haschalas Hashkia. Again, an hour and a quarter. Shaladaito Azman Yitzias Gemucham Benim Venochon Netchatchila, says the Mishnah Brura, Latzeis Das Rabbeinu Tam. V'cholhani Rabsa HaMachzikim Meshitasai Sheloi Lasas Malachim Shabbos Ad Sheyushlim Hashir Dedalin Milen. So Gepaskind the Chafetz Chaim Nochon Netchatchila. The Arvei Nachal, he adds, that which the Gemara says, El Moli Shomer Yisrael Shabbos Hayu Negolin. Right? So he questions, where's Shomer Shabbos? What's going on? But he says, "Mikol makom ayde regazu shememarin." But because we're so quick to leave Shabbos, "Me'akin bi'as ha'geula," he says, so strong. V'im tiksha lama b'shmeres kama yisleis kerchas olayavu ha'gayalim ha'yamtinim ayde regazu hayaba. So what's the big deal if we rush out at the end? If we're keeping Shabbos very strong the entire day, so we have to be so careful about the last man. L'ze oymen ki yishnei rachamim. There's rachamim stam and there's rachamim gedoylim, which is a middle yoina, which is a higher racham in Kanagda. Ve'ein haka'ula ba ela im kein yisrael in rachamim gedoylim. For this final gula, we need the rachamim gedoylim. And that is nis'ayr on mincha and Shabbos at halayla. Raiva de raivin is rachamim gedoylim. So therefore, since we're mekalkel in the zman at the end of Shabbos Kodesh, it's jopagam in rachamim rabim, and therefore it's ma'akiv the gula. Very powerful. Let's take a look at the back. There are so many stories. And you see how like there's not a single space on this page, and I had to cut out a bunch. But here in the top right corner, a beautiful story about the Divya Yoyal, the Satmar of Schulz Yogin Alina, that he was once in London, and they came out, you know, Bekavod Rav, B'roiv Av Hadras Melech, to greet the Satmar of for Shabbos Kodesh. And in those days, it says that there was a certain Rasha, his name was Mazla, and he was from the parliament. And he was a big anti-Semite, and he caused lots of issues for the Yidden there. And when the Tzatmarov was there, he knew what was going on, and he tried to make tsar for the Yidden. Apparently, like he was kind of like waiting after Shalashuddis to nail them with something. And this Yid who's telling over the story, he says, I remember I was a young child at the time, that before the Tzatmarov said Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, Hashem Yimlech twice by Shalashuddis, he put his hand by his face and he was very deep in thought by the Shulchan. And he wasn't saying anything. And there was a deafening silence. And then he got up and like a lion, he screamed at Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech. And he says that it was so loud that the Russia outside heard him say that. And he ran. And he started running. And his old entourage also started running. And he says never after that did they cause any problems for the Yidden in London, that Russia. This next story is about Rav Melech and Rav Zusha and their travels, that they once came to the city of Biala, which is the city of David Lelever. And they saw that Rav David Lelever was a young child, and he was a very, very heilig neshama. And they wanted to know how the parents were zeichet to such a neshama. So they went to the house of this child, and the wife was there. And they asked her, you know, how are you zeichet to such a child? She says, I don't know. My husband is a merchant, so he's not even like a rav, like a rebbe. So she didn't really know. So she said, the only thing which I could think of is that every shalashuddis, when my husband gets to the zemer of Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, and he gets to the word v'yisku li reisbani. By the way, that's that one, Bavoyim Edom. It's just the latter part of that zemer. When it gets to the part of v'yisku li reisbanim of nevanim oiskim etar v'mitzas, when it gets to that part where there's a tefillah to ask for banim tzaddikim, he begins to cry b'chiyas atzumos, and he begins to bang his head against the wall, very very hard. By davening, I think one, according to one gear, so like he passes out and she has to wake him up. That he should be zeichet to a ben tzaddik. So when they heard that, they said, if that's the case, you don't need to say anymore. That's why you have Rav David Lelver. By Shalva Shudis, the Psharvarskar said that the Tzvi Melech from Bluzhdov, the Tzvi the Tzaddik, every single Shalva Shudis, he said Torah on the same Maimer. Kol HaMakayim Shalva Shudis B'Shabbos Nitzel M'Shalosh Paranios. And in the Svarim say, I saw it elsewhere, that even though he said Torah on the same Maimer, he never repeated a vart. Never said the same shot on that Maimer. For all the years, tens and tens of years, he never said, if anybody's ever seen the Sefer Tzvi Letzadik, it's Mamash Apli Atzuma. It's a Sefer Atzodra of Moshe Wolfson. Somebody once came to me and says, how can I be Zaychet to Amuna? So he said, go learn Tzvi Letzadik. Learn Tzvi Letzadik. See, Mamash Neflois B'Tayasach. The same thing with the Herschel from, the Tzvi Hirsch from Imanov. He too used to say, Shal Shedis Atayra, on the same Gemara in Avodah Zarah, which says that Avraham Avinu had 400 prakim in his Beseches Avodah Zarah. That was what he did. Every single Shal Shudis, he darshed in that a different way. Tzaddikim. Top left corner. This is from the Zita Choyver. That Rav Avram Simch from Barniv, he said that the Ravid the Raven, it was very fiery, as you can imagine, by the Zita Choyver. And before he would say, in Askinu Sudasa, B'nei Heichala, so he would, in a kol rash gola, he would say, gain mer hecher. He says, I got to go higher, I need to go higher. And he would say that very loud in his special niggin. And when he would do that, they were afraid that he would die in his dveikus. You know, there were tzaddikim who, that the mamish, they had, you know, the p'tiris neshama by shalosh shudas. The zlot shavar magid passed away by shalosh shudas time. So, you know, but they couldn't catch him. It's a whole story how he was getting lost in his vacus, and there's somebody who was supposed to, you know, stop him, and they forgot, and that was it. That was the Zlot Shavar Magid passed away Shal Shudas time. So they're very afraid that he would go up and never come back down. So he had a friend who he learned b'chavrus with. His name is Rabbi Yaakov. That he was able to shmooze with the Zidat Shaver in learning, and said that he would always be by the right side of the Zidat Shaver during Shal Shudas time. And as the Rebbe would say, higher, higher, he would say, Rebbe, genug, genug, means enough, enough, Rebbe, enough, to try to stop him. He would say, no, I can't stop. He says, I have to do the Ratzon HaMelech, and I need to go higher. And he would get higher and higher, and in a loud voice. And he would say, Rebbe, Rebbe, genug, genug, and he would stop him. And then finally, when he would catch him, so he would continue on B'nai Chala. This is the Dveikus of the Tzaddikim by Ravi the Raven. This next story, we'll just say it very quickly, is that once the Maggid from Trisk was in the city of Kamarna, and he washed his hand for Shalosh Shudis, and he ate kazayis of Chala, and he began to say Torah, and the Torah went on for hours. And though he got the whole place to be B'chiyas, and he said something along the lines of like, Halavaya should be Zeicha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should take me out of the Sheol Tachtis. When people hear like a tzaddik talk like that, so everybody broke down crying. After that, he turned over to his son, and he whispered something into his ear. And the next day, I think the one who's telling the story, I forget the details, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Safran, I forget who it was, he started to bother the son of the Maggid, that he should tell him, what did your father tell you afterwards? So he says, I can't tell you. He told him, about him Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, said he went to him, he says, fine, I'll tell you. He said, my father asked me afterwards, what did I say? Basically, what did I say? To be more precise, did I say Torah yet? Because meaning he was in such a dveikus that he didn't even know he was saying Torah. There were some tzaddikim like that pashat, they had such a shpasuk, they didn't know whether they were saying Torah or not. It was just like, that was by the Rishiner, and also by the Tzvi Hirsch Mimonov, the pashat, they didn't know whether they said Torah or not. This last story, it's just a cut from a more of a story. So this Rav Pinchas Zimmerbaum, he was once sitting by the Shal Shudas of the Divrei Yoel from Satmar. And he asked, the Samarov asked if it was already very late, if it was did he spend enough time in Tosefes Shabbos, because it says in B'nai Tzatzchah he's supposed to have 31 hours in Shabbos. So he wanted to know, was it Tosefes Shabbos yet? So when Rav Pinchas heard this and it was very late, he said to me, it appears to me that it's already the Marsha. meaning because it's Tosfos, it's Tosefes Shabbos, that's called Tosfos. So it was meaning it was so late that it appears like it's already the Marsha. It's like already on the Marsha of the Tosfos. So he told the Samaru. I think we should be Zechat the head of the Shabbos, as we have Shabbos, and Menucha L'Chayalam.